here's a story from The World.
In hospitals everywhere, medical staffs have made a lot of adjustments for COVID-19. Here's a group of flexible hospital workers you might not think of much, medical clowns. Their job is to bring smiles and laughs to patients. Their work can reduce anxiety and improve the well-being of people in the hospital. But how do you clown around when you have to keep your distance and cover yourself in protective gear? The World's Ariel Osaran joined a medical clown in an Israeli hospital and has our story.
For the last 7 years, Leah Weiss has been working as a medical clown at Sha'arei Tzedek Hospital in Jerusalem. Most of Leah's work is in pediatrics, but when the hospital opened a COVID ward back in March, she knew that the clown in her could help.
So wherever he's needed, that's where he goes. And I felt that we're very needed there.
At first, the experience was overwhelming, Leah says. But very quickly, her clown persona, Rosie, knew what to do.
So obviously the doctors, they take care of the body. And we come and we take care of the soul. And it integrates together. And the doctors understand that. Okay, so first thing, we put on the jumpsuit.
That's the standard white suit all medical personnel use in such wards. Then we put on shoe covers, N95 face masks, a face shield, and two sets of surgical gloves, taped sealed at the wrist. After going through remotely activated double doors, we enter the ward.
Now we're still dressed up, but we're not dressed up as clowns. So that's our next stop, to go get our things, because our things are inside.
In times of COVID, medical clowns have to work extra hard to stand out. That's because all of the medical staff looks the same in these hazmat suits. So Leah takes me to the back of the ward where there's a box written Rosie's Corner on it.
So here, I have my tutu, colorful tutu, that I made on my own. Very proud of myself. And then I have a hat with a pink pompon on it.
Next, Leah pulls out a blue plastic tiara and places it over her hat. And of course, the medical clown's trademark.
We also have our red noses that we put on top of the plastic mask.
Israel is considered a world leader in medical clowning. The first school ever to offer a full undergrad program in medical clowning was Haifa University. Leah is one of more than 100 medical clowns working in Israeli hospitals today. Here, they're considered part of the medical staff. Once she's all prepared, Leah, or should I now say Rosie, starts making her rounds. Rosie speaks four languages, including a bit of Arabic. Rosie walks up to a patient in her 60s. She's sitting on her bed wearing regular clothes. How are you? Rosie asks. Don't worry, you'll be out in a day or two.
Wow! How are you?
She's going out today?
She's going out today, yes. I met her last time, and she was tired and weak, and it's great news. It's happy.
As Rosie makes her rounds, patients raise their heads and smile at her. They're all happy to see her. Further into the ward, there's a rush of doctors and nurses moving from patient to patient. Rosie and a fellow clown try hard to help everyone in the ward relax. And sometimes the staff play along. As Rosie arrives at the bed of Avraham, one of the patients, the attending doctor jokes that Avraham was worried when he heard that clowns were let into the ward. You got nervous? Rosie asks. Yes, the man replies while laughing. Well, how do I look then? Rosie asks and begins to spin around in her tutu. As the shift continues, Rosie and the other clown pull out a portable speaker and play songs for the patients. For a brief moment, the harmony of beeping machines and coughing patients is interrupted by music.
We're getting the party started.
Rosie and the other clown break out and dance, spinning around in full protective gear. And of course, the red noses. When Rosie meets patients who are severely sick, her demeanor changes. The jokes are put aside to make room for compassion and kindness. Most of the patients in the ward are in their 60s or 70s, and some of them suffer from dementia. Rosie says that many of these patients don't know where they are. They're confused and frightened.
And when I start talking to them, I see sometimes they just look at me and then tears start to come down. It breaks my heart. Nothing you could do. I mean, just make them comfortable and make them confident at the same moment.
Rosie says that rather than focusing on the patient's condition, often she'll try to make a simple human connection. At one point, a nurse asks Rosie to meet Ben.
Shalom, Ben. Ma shlomcha? Boker tov.
He's 32 years old and has been in a vegetative state for some time. And recently, he contracted COVID-19. Two photos of Ben are taped to the wall near his bed. In them, he looks lively and cheerful. But now, he's only able to blink. Rosie gently introduces herself and asks Ben how he's doing. His eyes are wide open, looking at her. As one of the nurses takes a sample of blood from Ben's arm, Rosie places a phone near his ear. She plays Ben a song by Israeli singer Yuval Dayan. Shirak techayech, may you always smile, she sings. That's all I ask for. Lea says that in these difficult times, having Rosie in her life has saved her. She says that Rosie always reminds her that the most important thing to do right now is to just keep on smiling. For The World, I'm Ariel Osaran in Jerusalem.